Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So my kids are in the studio because they're off school today, and today's Am I the Jerk involves something I've been doing to my son, Owen, who is going to be 14 on the 25th of this month, October. Hi, Owen.
I had no clue this was happening.
Owen, don't give me the Scorpio. What are you, a Scorpio?
Nope.
Give me the, he did the thing where you take your finger across your neck.
All right.
That's Scorpio vibes, yeah.
You don't know nothing about that.
All right. Listen.
Yeah, I'm listening because this is new information to me also.
You're such a liar. No, it's not. Don't listen to DZ. He knew I was doing this.
I don't know this woman.
He does. All right. Oh, and my eighth grader. It's time to find out if I'm the jerk for something I've been hiding from you in the house.
Yes.
So what's your favorite, one of your favorite things to make right now when you cook? Let's go through the repertoire.
Pizza.
And?
Spaghetti.
And?
Salad.
There it is! What kind of salad?
Caesar.
You a salad boy?
He's very into Caesar salad right now.
You a Saladonian?
So every time...
I just make stuff up.
Every time I go to the store, he goes, can you get more lettuce, Parmesan cheese, croutons, and grilled chicken, and Caesar dressing for my salads? And you're darn right, I can. I'm going to encourage that.
Oh, sounds like a sizzling salad from Lakeland. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
So, Owen's very into Caesar salads. Mm-hmm. Well, he's also 6'4 and in eighth grade, and he needs to eat. He's a growing boy.
He's a big grown boy.
So, when he makes salads, what's your favorite bowl?
The glass one?
Yeah, the big glass bowl,
yeah,
right?
Why? What's it to you?
When's the last time...
He said, what's it to you?
When's the last time you saw the big salad bowl?
Oh, really? Because last time I remember...
When was the last time you saw it?
You know what I heard? She said, hey, Owen, where's the big glass bowl? I wonder. It's really a predicament, really.
Let me tell you, DZ, what happened.
It's a predicament.
He's obsessed with these Caesar salads, which I love, but we have this one gigantic glass bowl, and I mean takes up the whole bottom of the dishwasher.
Oh,
okay?
It's one of them bowls, yeah.
He makes Caesar salad 3 times a day, and he's trying to use this bowl, which means every time I unload the dishwasher, I got this stupid big bowl in my sink that's taken up, and I don't want to wash. I washed it by hand a few times. He doesn't want to wash it by hand, so I said, you know what? I'm sick of this stupid bowl. And then if it wasn't clean, you go, where's my salad bowl?
Yeah, where's the bowl, Mom?
And I go, I don't know.
I had a cereal bowl like that. I'm following.
So I hit it.
Huh?
I don't even know where I hit it, if you want me to be honest.
What, Allie?
I don't even know where the glass salad bowl is. That's because you know when you hide stuff and you forget where you hit it is?
You've been putting it in the cabinet that nobody ever checks or remembers that exists.
I probably hit it.
It's all the way on top, bro, no somewhere clue. Underneath.
So I'm taking it right now. Owen, am I the jerk for hiding your favorite bowl because I'm sick and tired. Hold on, let me finish. Because I'm sick and tired of cleaning it and watching you not clean it and watching it take up the entire sink after I clean the kitchen. I'm done with the giant salad bowl. Either you clean it or it's staying hidden because I can't remember where I hid it anyway. Am I the jerk?
Got you right in the sink right now, so.
These are my confessions.
Let's see.
That's the smaller glass bowl. There's two. You know they stack.
It's one of those. Yeah, there's got
the set. Bigger
big
one.
Glass bowl. It's in the dresser right now. Or no, it's in the sink.
I was gonna say you got to hit it in your dresser.
It is. No, there's two. There's one missing.
Well, listen.
Which one did you take? The bigger or the smaller of the two?
He didn't realize I took the bigger one. See?
Yeah, his size permanence isn't there yet.
It was like way too big, this bowl that he was using for his Caesar salad. And then I didn't want to clean. Which one it was. It's too big and it takes up too much space. I hit it.
Listen.
What?
Like getting healthy habits as a kid is like where you first develop them, and you're blocking me from getting those
really
healthy habits. Really?
Wow.
You literally encourage me to make Caesar salads. How to make Caesar salads if I don't have any bowls?
You can make it in
And rather than saying, "Hey, Owen, if you want to keep making salads, you got to clean the bowl," you just straight up hit it on him, and then you are taking away his opportunity to learn how to be responsible in this young time in his life. Oh my God, Allie, are you the jerk?
No, because let me tell you why. He's trying to pull a fast one on you right now. He knows what he's doing. He's my kid.
He's finessing me?
He's my kid.
It was the cute kid face that got okay.
What's going on?
Let me talk, Owen. He knows how to argue.
Because he made sense.
He's my kid.
No, he made sense.
He's my kid.
He made sense.
He's my kid.
I'm just saying.
DZ.
You are robbing him of his opportunity to be an upstanding young man, continue to eat salads, and take care of his own stuff.
Why don't you wash the bowl then when you're done?
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, but
Riddler that. Riddler.
I do wash the bowl. Then I put it in the sink. You don't.
You think that's washing the bowl?
He does the good. No, you have to take the Dawn Power Wash, spray it, clean it, and then rinse. Yeah.
You rinse it with like steaming hot water, at least.
You know what she does? She said, "No." You know what she told me?
Oh,
she said,
man, you're kind of losing me, puppy.
With stuff on it, you clean it, then you put it in the sink.
Well,
I mean, yeah.
No,
that's exactly how you told me. So I don't know.
Okay, fine. Yeah. You know what? Then this is the last time I'm going to tell you that you need to clean your stuff or put it in the dishwasher. And if the dishwasher's clean, unload it and start it and put dirty stuff in. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Also, Unk is going to abstain my right, say so in this phones. One. Yeah, I'm not saying nothing on this one. Nope.
414-533-1037. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl because it's gigantic and I'm sick and tired of cleaning it?
Hey, stop! Stop spinning it's in your favor.
I'm not done. Because I'm sick and tired of cleaning it and putting it in the dishwasher and then it takes up the whole dishwasher. Autumn in Kenosha said, "No, ma'am, not a jerk. Preach, Mama Allie."
Oh, heck no.
Somebody said, not the jerk. Owen, you use it, you wash it, boy.
Ooh, see, but you are taking him from his opportunity just by hiding it, because now he just doesn't even know when he looks for another bowl, and the problem continues with a different bowl anyway.
You told me to wash it before hiding it, but guess what? She didn't.
Yes, boy. I did, but you know what? Okay, fine. Somebody said, guys, why are we lying? Who, me or him? I'm not lying.
You are all definitely lying.
I'm not lying.
Mom,
but Owen didn't even know that. Owen didn't even know that the bowl was gone. Somebody said, "Wash it every time you shower, Owen."
Hey, that's actually a solution.
That's ridiculous.
Hold on. It is a big bowl.
Rasha from Oak Creek said, Allie isn't the jerk. This is a mom's last resort. If Owen wants the bowl, he should wash it. Okay, so I hid the giant bowl that Owen loves to make Caesar salad in because I'm tired of cleaning it. I'm tired of it taking up the whole dishwasher.
Rather than teaching him a lesson,
I'm telling you today.
Yeah, rather than teaching me a lesson.
But let me tell you something. We're going to go to the phones, but if I come down and I see that thing in the sink, it's going in the trash.
No, no.
That's what my parents did.
See? Owen,
Don't you look at me on this one, boy.
Quiet.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Nope. Mic off. Don't look at me.
Goodbye.
Mm-mm.
We'll talk to you guys next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Am I the jerk for stealing? Actually, yes. Not...
Chill out, bro.
He really is my kid. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl? He loves to make Caesar salad. My almost 14-year-old, going to be 14 on the 25th.
Wow.
And Owen, you didn't know I was hiding your favorite bowl because I got sick of washing it.
Oh, yeah. You know, you don't know a lot of stuff of what I do.
Like what?
I don't want to talk about
I was going to say, my boy, you better,
you better watch it.
Watch it. I mean, I have a list if you want me to go down it.
I do, actually. Uh-oh. I'll wait. Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones.
I was going to say, I got time today, too. What's up?
What's up? Jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl? Let's go to Sonia in Milwaukee first and see what she thinks. Hi, Sonia.
Morning. Buenos dias.
Hi. Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Good morning. Do you think I'm the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl since I'm sick of washing it?
I gotta say, as a mother of 5 kids, no, you're not.
This is it, girl. Mama Bear to Mama Bear.
Thank you, Mama Bear. Go on. Why?
What? Because they're already big enough to know how to clean after themselves.
That's right.
True.
Another, we as a mother get so tired of repeating ourselves about cleaning after themselves and how we had to do everything after we work. You got to do other stuff that we got to take care of, too.
You're right.
For them to be big enough and not to clean up their self. No.
Y'all hear the moms turning the radio up?
The
radio up?
That part. And you know what else?
It's not getting louder on accident. Y'all moms are turning the radio up, y'all.
I love it how Owen's turning around, acting like he can't hear us right now.
Why is it so loud in here?
I'm just looking at my love.
Okay, so Owen, this is what I do want to say for you is that I do want to say something nice about my son.
What?
Because I'm railing him right now. I will say Owen is my one child. Yeah, I said what I said, Hudson, who actually will go out of his way to clean his room once in a while and vacuum it. And I'm talking top to bottom, the correct clean.
Oh, he clean.
So
like, not just tidy, Owen, clean.
It's hard to find stuff when there's plushies all over the place.
He's also my only kid who gets up and gets in the shower without being asked. So I'll at
that
least
comes with age.
I'll give him that he is very like clean overall. But
you
then,
better say thank you. My mom never gave me props.
Oh yeah, see? Thank you.
So thank you for, you know, cleaning your
Finally,
room
she,
and
she
showering without
my greatness.
I do. I love that you shower without asking, but I am not the jerk according to Sonia. So thank
and
you.
And
Sonia
starts it, kicks it off. Appreciate you, mama.
Bye.
I plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth. You can't change your answer now.
I was trying to say something nice because you are my child and I love you and I don't want to be like all negative railing on you because you do a lot
of
great.
You're not railing on me.
Well, okay. Well, do you want me to turn it up a notch? Or, I mean,
oh, yeah, I dare
no, you
to.
Don't. No, you don't. Okay, so.
You can't hurt a squirrel
with your words.
Okay, thank you. So let's go to our next caller. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite salad bowl because I'm sick of washing it and it takes up too much space in the sink and the dishwasher? Kate the Great. In East Troy, got her own theme song called 5 Days in a Row.
Morning.
Hi, Kate.
Let's go, Brewers.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Somebody called me the jerk on the text line. They said, I'm the jerk. Instead of being tired of washing it, let him wash it. He's about to be 14.
I'm telling
and you're
you.
Enabling him to be a man child for his future partner one day, making him difficult. You're not wrong.
Thank you. Yeah. And I
that's
love the
mom. That's what I'm saying.
This is why men end up in relationships needing a mom. No, you're right.
I love the mama bear here going in and saving you and saying yes. And, you know, Kate the Great, I don't even know what you're about to say. Sorry for cutting you off, but whoever texted that is exactly on point. You're chopping your legs, his legs out from under him.
All right, you're right. Go on, Kate the Great, jerk or not the jerk for hiding his favorite bowl.
All right. I got a 13-year-old. And let me tell you, Owen, I'm super impressed that you know how to make your own Caesar salad, because that can be hard for kids,
that
right?
That is true.
I'm so good.
Owen's quite the little chef.
I know, Owen, you're so good. But here's the question I have. What's easier than making a Caesar salad? Washing your bowl.
Ooh.
Put it away, clean it. If you're making Caesar salads, come on.
You can wash the bowl.
3 minutes to wash that bowl.
It's the Caesar salad dressing.
It's the responsibility.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's all that's really caked on. It is dressing is... you're right.
Hold on, you guys. Maybe I am the jerk. Maybe this is where the mom guilt kicks in. I'm like, maybe I didn't tell him enough times to wash the bowl. I don't know.
You actually didn't tell me Zilch.
I don't know about that.
I highly doubt that.
To wash the bowls when I was making oatmeal. You never said anything.
No. I didn't say wash the bowls when you were making oatmeal. I said rinse out.
I know
the bowl.
You're not looking right now, Daddy. Hold on.
Stop it, because I know
you're not looking at your mom and saying, no, my mom told me to wash the bowl when I made oatmeal, not Caesar salad. Like you're not supposed to wash it, period.
And the only reason.
Let me defend myself.
Okay, go.
You see. I just transmitted that information over to making Caesar salad. Just rinse out the bowl because that's all you taught me.
The reason, fine. I'm teaching you today. The reason you rinse out the oatmeal bowl is because it gets stuck on there, and if you don't rinse it. And I got so sick and tired of cleaning the bowls that one day I had a big mom tantrum where I threw everything in the sink and I said, "I'm sick and tired of cleaning these."
Here's what Allie.
You know that freak out? I had that.
I know what's happening, and this isn't a solution, but I know it's happening, Allie. They never went past to just rinse it out when mom washes it later. They don't know that there's a later part to that. You rinse it out just so it doesn't get all sticky and icky. You rinse it before you wash it if you're smart, so it doesn't get stuck on. You now have to learn the wash part, Poppy.
Yeah.
You gotta put a sponge and some soap to it.
Honestly, Owen.
Kate the Great, it's because he doesn't know there's a post rinse.
He doesn't get it. He was rinsing it for the dishwasher.
I understand fully.
Well, then you gotta do it. You're gonna wash it from here on out then. If I'm gonna
get one of those little, you can get one of those little posters that are at restaurants that teach the people how to wash the dishes.
He doesn't need that, girl, please.
There's YouTube if you don't know how to
use it.
Girl, if he
can vacuum his room and clean it up, he can figure out how to wash a bowl. Give me a break.
Absolutely. No, that's too
hard. Absolutely.
Love you, Kate.
Appreciate you.
Love you guys. Bye.
All right, last but not least, let's go to Ariana in West Dallas. I want to know if I'm the jerk for basically getting rid of Owen's favorite bowl and hiding it because it was too big and got on my nerves. I was sick of washing it.
Hated it. Just
don't stop spinning it in your favor.
Okay, DZ, it's like if you were to cook soup every day and you use the giant soup pan
and put it
in the dishwasher every time, you'd have no room for anything else.
Looking like a witch's ladle.
Buenos dias.
That's how I feel about this bowl. Hi, Ariana.
Hi. Right. Hi, Hudson. Hi, Owen.
What
up? Hudson's going on the couch.
Yeah, Hudson's ignoring us. Hudson's not even in this.
I see that.
But Owen's here. Am I the jerk for hiding Owen's favorite bowl from him?
Girl, no. I don't think if you had not brought it up, I don't think he would have noticed.
Ooh, that's a fair point.
Honestly, he didn't. That's why I think it's so funny here.
Owen, would you have noticed if we weren't talking about it right here, right now, you wouldn't have even known it was gone, would you?
Could have just thrown it out.
Wow.
In fact, you know what's funny? I used it yesterday, and I just didn't know it was there.
You didn't realize it was a different one?
He didn't use it. There's two bowls.
He doesn't even know there's two bowls.
No, what are you guys
talking about? There's two bowls and one's
not.
Okay, sure, I bought them. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Tell me more.
Mom, there's one glass bowl and one...
No, there's two glass bowls. There's two glass.
He said what?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what he said.
Yeah, I know because I hid one. There's two.
Oh, Poppy, you're losing.
I've never seen two.
Just give up, man. You're losing this one. Oh, trust me. Oh, my soul, you're losing this one.
I don't think he would have noticed, to be honest with you.
Ariana, you're so right. Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. He would not. He doesn't even know there's two of them. He doesn't even know there's two.
Wow. That doesn't make any sense because I've never seen two in there.
Exactly, because you don't wash the dishes. You've never seen two at a time. You've only seen one.
Yep.
All right. I love you, Owen. Ariana, I love you too. Have a great day.
Bye. You guys have a wonderful day. Bye.
We'll talk to you later. Love, Brad. Yo, you swept out.
He's having this moment now where he's confused. He's like, there's two bowls. I'm like, oh, there's two bowls.
There is a ceramic one and a glass one. There's not two glass.
I'll show you both bowls when we get home. There's two glass and I hid one. Okay.
The way I know you're going to lose this is so crazy because I've lost many of these battles versus my mom and my wife.
We need an unbiased party.
There's no unbiased party.
Everyone loves you.
Man to man. Hey, listen.
That's a lie. A lot of people don't like me, actually.
I don't love her.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get you, DZ.
Hey, my man.
That's it.
See, I got you at the end of the day, Bo. I got you at the end of the day.
Forget both of y'all. Okay, Owen, thanks for being a part of Am I the Jerk?
Nah, but for real, Owen, as a man, you're going to lose that one. So
yeah,
just
and
let
I love
go.
You, but no! we have to move on. Thank you so much. Okay.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.